as a special witness of Jesus Christ and as his humble servant, it is now my privilege, as the Spirit dictates, to bear pure testimony and witness to that which I know to be true. This I will do. I testify that in our premortal state, our elder brother in the Spirit, even Jesus Christ, our foreordained Savior, in the plan of salvation, he is the captain of our salvation and the only means through whom we can return to our Father in heaven to gain the fullness of joy.
The creation, the fall, and the atonement were planned long before the actual work of the creation began. He who, under the direction of the Father, had created the earth, subsequently came into mortality to do the will of his Father and to fulfill all prophecies of the atonement.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He will reign and rule as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. To his dominion there will be no end. To his glory there will be no light. None other can take his place. None other ever will. Unblemished and without fault of any kind, he is the Lamb of God to whom I bow and through whom I approach my Father in heaven.
Then came Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. When Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Jesus then went into the wilderness. Lucifer came tempting him. Jesus deflected each temptation with Scripture. Think on it carefully. When facing perdition himself, the Lord drew upon Scriptures for protection.
What manner of man ought ye to be? Verily I say unto you, even as I am. In his earthly ministry, the Master outlined how we should live, how we should teach, how we should serve, and what we should do so that we could become our best selves.
To Peter and Andrew, Christ said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." We're in the work of saving souls, of inviting people to come unto Christ, of bringing them into the waters of baptism so that they may continue to progress along the path that leads to eternal life. This world needs the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel provides the only way the world will ever know peace.
No one's eyes were more penetrating than his, and much of what he saw pierced his heart. Surely his ears heard every cry of distress, every sound of want and despair. To a degree far more than we will ever understand, he was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Indeed, to the layman in the streets of Judea, Christ's career must have seemed a failure, a tragedy, a good man totally overwhelmed by the evils surrounding him and the misdeeds of others. In the entire history of the world, no one has ever loved so purely or served so selflessly and been treated so diabolically for his effort. Yet nothing could break his faith in his Father's plan or his Father's promises.
Leaving the upper room, Jesus and his friends crossed the deep ravine east of the city and came to a garden of olive trees on the lower slopes of the Mount of Olives. There in the garden bearing the Hebrew name of Gethsemane, meaning oil press, olives had been beaten and pressed to provide oil and food. There at Gethsemane, the Lord suffered the pain of all men that all might repent and come unto him. He took upon himself the weight of the sins of all mankind, bearing its massive load that caused him to bleed from every pore.
Even in those darkest hours at Gethsemane and Calvary, he pressed on. With blood appearing at every pore, and an anguished cry upon his lips, Christ sought him whom he had always sought, his Father. Abba, he cried. Papa. Or from the lips of a younger child, Daddy. A son in unrelieved pain, a father, his only true source of strength, both of them staying the course, making it through the night together.
And when the morning was come, the chief priests and his enemies took counsel against Jesus to put him to death, and they bound him and led him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. And when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. He was taken to Calvary. At the third hour, they crucified Jesus, and with him they crucified two thieves. And there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And after 3 days, very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, the women came to the sepulchre with spices to anoint the body of Jesus. They were greeted by a young man in a long white garment who announced, "He is not here. He is risen."
Mortal experience points evermore to the atonement of Jesus Christ as the central act of all human history. The more I learn and experience, the more unselfish, stunning, and encompassing his atonement becomes. Alma revealed that Jesus knows how to succor us in the midst of our griefs and sicknesses, precisely because Jesus has already borne our griefs and sicknesses. He knows them firsthand. Thus, his empathy is earned. Of course, we do not comprehend it fully. any more than we understand how he bore all mortal sins. But his atonement remains the rescuing and reassuring reality.
You can make the decisions you choose to make. Should your choice be wrong, there's a path back, repentance. When its conditions are fully met, the atonement of the Savior provides a release from the demands of justice for the errors made. He said, I, the Lord, cannot look upon sin with the least degree of allowance. Nevertheless, he that repents and does the commandments of the Lord shall be forgiven.
I am grateful that I know, as surely as did the apostles Peter, James, and John, that Jesus is the Christ, our risen Lord, and that he is our advocate with the Father.
Ye must press forward with a steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope and a love of God and of all men, feasting upon the word of Christ, and endure to the end. Behold, thus saith the Father, ye shall have eternal life. There has come with my apostolic comment a sure witness of the life of Mr. Savior. I declare with Job, I know that my Redeemer liveth. My witness of this is in heaven.
Through giving his life in pain and unspeakable suffering, he has reached down to lift me and each of us and all the sons and daughters of God from the abyss of eternal darkness following death. He has provided something better, a sphere of light and understanding, growth and beauty where we may go forward on the road that leads to eternal life. My gratitude knows no bounds. My thanks to my Lord has no conclusion.
Let us hold fast to the iron rod. The Savior urged us to put our hand to the plow without looking back. Let us then move forward. Let us continue the journey with the lengthened stride. I know with all my soul that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died on the cross and was resurrected from the dead. He is the risen Lord, the great presiding high priest, and he stands at the head of the church. Of this I testify to you, my beautiful brothers and sisters.
And now, as pertaining to this perfect atonement, wrought by the shedding of the blood of God, I testify that it took place in Gethsemane and at Golgotha. And as pertaining to Jesus Christ, I testify that he is the Son of the living God, who was crucified for the sins of the world. He is our Lord, our God, and our King. This I know of myself, independent of any other person. I am one of his witnesses, and in the coming day I shall feel the nail marks in his hands and in his feet, and shall wet his feet with my tears. But I shall not know any better then than I know now, that he is God's almighty Son, that he is our Savior and Redeemer, and that salvation comes in and through his atoning blood and in no other way. God grant that all of us may walk in the light as God our Father is in the light, so that according to the promises, the blood of Jesus Christ his Son will cleanse us from all sin.
Be strong in your testimony of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He is the chief cornerstone of this great work, of his divinity and reality. I bear solemn witness. He is the Lamb without blemish who was offered for the sins of the world. Through his pain and because of his suffering, I find reconciliation and eternal life. He is my teacher, my exemplar, my friend and my Savior, whom I love and worship as the Redeemer of the world. In his holy name, amen.